Then they build a fire and smoke it, and that's why I call it smoke.
What kinds of different cuts of meat would you have?
Well, you mean on the home kill farm meat, that what you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you'd have the ham and the, what they call a hock and the sides, shoulders. Now, that's about all the cuts we had back then.
Mm-hmm.
Backbone, well, we'd eat them fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be the jewels,
mm-hmm.
bottom.
If you have a side of a hog you cut, would you have another name for that?
Well, I heard them called slabs.
Mm-hmm.
Slabs of bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Sides of meat. And that's about all I heard.
Would you ever hear that called Midland?
Yeah, sure. Midland of meat?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, many a time.
How big would that be? How big would Midland be?
Well, that'd be according to the size of the hog.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, according to the size, the way it was trimmed when you cut the hog.
Mm-hmm.
See, when we cut the ham off
mm-hmm.
and cut the shoulder off, see, we just cut it right off like that, and that'd leave that big piece of meat
mm-hmm.
in there. Well, a lot of times, you can, we made what we call lard, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shortening to cook with.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sometimes we'd cut a strip off on that side of meat,
mm-hmm.
or a slab or what you call it, all the way around it. Cut mm-hmm. a strip off there, and one here. Of course,
mm-hmm.
and the lean part of it, we'd make sausage.
Mm-hmm.
And the fat part, we dried it in lard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Lord, I heard of many million of meat.
Do you ever have a special place where you could milk the cows outside?
Yeah, we milked them in the cow pen, and sometimes you had a battle.
Mm-hmm.
You'd make a break.
Mm-hmm.
They call it a break. Drive them up in there, and put a slap behind them, and
mm-hmm.
milk them in the break. Keep them kicking you and making them be still.
Mm-hmm.
But if she generally had milk drive a lot.
Mm-hmm. Could you ever make a break kind of with a rail fence? Maybe take one of the rails out like that and back the cow into it?
Well, I guess you could. I never did, but we always built one in the barn. We had bad mules, too. We'd fought for them.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have built them where it have a, back a little fence right here and put a post up, see?
Mm-hmm.
Weatherboard that and then come back in. I swing a gate on that post, restore mm-hmm. to the other side of the barn.
Mm-hmm.
And latched. That had your barn divided.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have a bad mule, I get him in that stall and I just walk around with that gate,
mm-hmm.
push him upside the wall. Then he latch it, he'd be in a break.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where you could gear him up and mess with him.
Mm-hmm.
If he was bad.
Mm-hmm. Were there ever very many wild cows and things around here?
Way back they had. Well, it wasn't really wild cows, but they were people's cows, you know. I got one now.
Uh-huh.
I got one right back here on that rough. I ain't seen in 10 days.
Uh-huh.
She just comes up here at night, drink water, and goes right back. She's just a wild little deer right now.
Mm-hmm.
But she's just a cow that's gone nuts.
Mm-hmm. Where would you keep cows on a farm?
In the pasture.
Uh-huh. What kinds of places might you grow corn and cotton and things like that?
Well, just in the cultivatable field.
Huh.
Of course, that didn't used to, but you had to have stumps now, you know, cleaned up, where you plowed, tractor. All the hay got out.